The middle of the Amid, the Gemara is discussing what the Mishnah says, Kara Targum Lo Yatza, Kara Targum and Bechaloshim Lo Yatza, and the Gemara says, Hey Chidami, Ilay Midiksivi Mikav Vekara Le Targum, Hayne Alpeh, Leitzricham, the Ksivi Targum Vekara Le Targum. And there's a Psul of Kara Alpeh, that if you're reading it not from the Ksav, and if it's written Beloshin Kaidish, and you're reading a Targum, Avad, you'll have that Psul of Alpeh, why would the Mishnah have to say Bechaloshim? Elamai is to tell you that even if it's written b'chol lashin, you're not yetzer b'chol lashin. So Turi Evin asked the Kasha, maybe we're talking about you reading part of the Megillah. Because Baal Peh, we have the Gemara later on Amid Beis, that the Gemara brings a brisa, if the Seifa leaves out Isias of Sukkim, and the Kaira reads the Baal Peh, then he yetzer, and the Gemara says, Haba kula haba miksasa. So the Isser Baal Peh is only when you're reading the entire Megillah Baal Peh. If you read certain parts in Megillah Baal Peh, you yaitza. Now what about Lagabe Targum? If you read part of the Megillah Lashon Kodesh and part the Lashon Targum, and we're discussing for someone who is not a Loyes, not someone who's yaitza b'chol Lashon. The Ikkar Halach of the Mishnah, b'chol Lashon lo yaitza, which is talking about someone who doesn't understand the Lashon, what if he hears most of the Megillah in Lashon Kodesh, or a Lashon he understands, and part of the Megillah in a Lashon that he does not understand. What's it in that case? So the Turi Evin says, it's Pashit that you're not Yetzer. And he has a Raya from the Gemara, because the Gemara has a Kasha, the Lo Yishishom HaShuris Yatza, the Gemara says, Lo Yodam HaKomet. And the Gemara says, but us, even we don't understand when HaChashtranim they are Machim. Do we know it? Ella, must be, even if you don't understand the Yetzer, because mitzvahs create, l'maisi you read it, you pursue menisa, and you have a general pursue menisa. So in fact, the Turi Evin, what's the raya from three words, acheshanim neimer amachem? That's only three words, that's miksasa. But what's the raya that kula you'll be Yetzer if you don't understand it? Elamai, the problem of not understanding it, the problem of not in the correct language is a problem even by miksasa. So that's what the Turi Evin assumes. Baal Peh, there's often a Gemara that Baal Peh works, even if there is some Baal Peh, as long as it's not right. Even by Miksasa, Baal Peh works. Masha'en Kain, B'chol Lashon, we have a Deek from the Gemara, the Gemara's Raya from Achshtaner Be'im Merachim is that in Lashon Kodesh, you Yaitse, even if you don't understand it, that's a Raya that the problem of when you don't understand it, B'chol Lashon, would even be by Miksasa. So Mela Turi Evin asks the Kasha, so what's the Gemara's Kasha? Karal Pella Yatza, that's only Kula. The Chaloshin is even Miksasa, so maybe it's talking about, it's written Ashuris, and you're reading it B'Chaloshin. It's not a problem of Baal Peh because only Miksasa, but still a problem of B'Chaloshin. As I expect them, and the answer is, that the Mishnah's Mashma, that we're talking about, you're reading the entire Megillah B'Chaloshin. Even though the Psul is even by Miksasa, but that's not the case of the Mishnah. And he says, what's the Raya? Because it says, Kara Targum. Now, if it's only a few words, there are some words that you're supposed to be Targum. Piskam and Yikar, like the Gemara says, there is Targum in the Megillah. So Kara Targum can't mean just a few words Targum, because there are some words you're supposed to be Targum. So Elamai Targum means the entire Megillah Targum. So that's what the Mishnah means. He says it's Maduik in the Mishnah way. HaKairi Asa Megillah Mafrei, it says, Layotzi Dechavasa. Then it says, Kara Baal Peh. Kara Targum B'Chaloshin, Lo Yatza. So it splits the two things. HaKairis and Megillah Mefrei is clearly told me even part of the Megillah. That's what the Gemara discusses on Yilches and Mebeis. If let's say you mixed up, you skipped one Pasuk, and now you want to read the rest of the Megillah and read this Pasuk later, it doesn't work. You have to go back to the Pasuk where you skipped. Because even if you read some of the Megillah Mefrei, you're not Yatza. So that's the first case in the Mishnah. HaKairis and Megillah Mefrei Lo Yatza Echmas is talking about even part of the Megillah. Kar ah al peh b'chaloshin is talking about the whole Megillah. Kar al peh is clearly talking about the whole Megillah. B'chaloshin also we're discussing the whole Megillah. B'fekzich the kasha. So why did the Gemara say? Why did the Mishnah talk about the case with the whole Megillah? If like the Evan Emzon that even part of the Megillah Targum is also not yetsa. Teretz says the Mishnah wants to tell you of the current Eisel Leizus Melatz that if someone understands it b'chaloshin yetsa and other l'shenis as long as you understand it and that's even cooler. So that's the case of the Mishnah's Kula. Palkabonim, that's how the Turi Evin's reading the Mishnah. Kaila Mefreya is even by Kula. I'm sorry, common phrase, even by miksasa. Kara ba'alpeh is dafka kula. Kara ba'chalashin, the Mishnah is talking about kula, for whatever reason, because it wants to tell you the kara's lezer belaz is also kula. But the halacha of kara ba'alpeh would apply even by miksasa. And that's why he asked the kashem, that maybe the case of kara targum is miksasa. And you don't have ba'alpeh because only miksasa. The teretz is, the case of the Mishnah happens to be kula. And that's why the Gemara said it has to be tumat ksuv belaz. Now the Goyen doesn't agree with the Turi Evan. The Goyen holds that even the din of Kara Targum has a chil din kula miksasa. The Goyen is on Yitchesim and Beis, the Brisa that says that miksasa is okay. The Lashon is Hishva Seifa Isis Upsukim. If the Seifa left out in the Megillah letters of Upsukim, the Kara Nakaire Kemeturgum and Metargum in Yatsa. And the Kairi read it, the way the Metargum is Yatsa. So Rashi just says this means Balpeh, because the Metargum is Metargum Balpeh. But the Goyin says, then it's Mamish extra. Should have just said, V'karina Kairi Yatsa. So the Goyin says, V'karina Metargum means that he read it in a different Lashon. That's what the words mean. V'karina Kairi Metargum Metargum means he read it in Lashon Targum. And the Chiddush is, that even though the Megillah is now read in two separate Lashonis, most of it's written B'Lashon Kodesh, and some of it B'Lashon Laz, you also Yaitza, you can mix and match L'Shenis also. And he says, the Chayi have a Rai from there, that someone who knows L'Shen Kodesh is also Yaitza B'Laz. We mentioned before, and we'll continue discussing it, a Machlekes, if L'Yizis B'Laz is only Dafka when you don't know L'Shen Kodesh, or even if you know L'Shen Kodesh, as long as you know L'Shen Laz, it's also good enough. But here, we're talking about someone who knows L'Shen Kodesh, he's reading the rest of the Megillah B'Lashon Kodesh, and yet he's reading these words in Targum, and he's Yaitza. So you see that you Yaitza with Targum if you know Lashon Kodesh. So the guy says, not a Raya, because could be the Psul of B'chal Lashon wouldn't apply to Mixas. So Al Kapanim, the guy in Zicha Namzan at least has it said, that the din of Targum wouldn't apply to Mixas. So then the whole Kasha of the Turevin is not Shver. If both Kara Alpeh and Kara Targum only applies to Kula, so the Kasha is not Shver. If it's only miksas, so then you don't have a psul of targum. If it's kula, then they already have a psul of balpeh, if it's written b'lashon kodesh. And that'll be even more meduik, the Mishnah. Kari megillah mefer liyatsi dechavasa means even miksasa. Kari targum, kari balpeh means dafka kula, not miksasa. Now about the Turi Evan's raya from Achashtrona Be'er Machim, that the Gemara brings a raya from there, that yaitzim, when you don't understand, vice dais, there's a chsarin, by a different language, even by miksasam, the Sfasema says, I don't understand this raya. The Gemara, they asked the kasha misvara. You're hearing it in the correct language. You're hearing it in Lashon Kodesh. You happen not to understand it. The Gemara said, Le'odamai Kamri. The Gemara held in svara, they can't be yetzir to Kriyas Megillah if you don't understand it. So that's dam chsarin in Kriyas Megillah, not a chsarin because it's the wrong Lashon. So rather, that chsarin would apply even to miksasam. This would do shame to bring a raya from that Gemara. That if you're missing a few words, you're not Yaitzah the Megillah. Otherwise, you can't bring a Raya from Achashrona Meir Machim if you don't know these, you don't need those words altogether. Elamai, if you're missing a few words, you're not Yaitzah the Megillah. So if there's a halacha that's not called a Kriyas Megillah if you don't understand it, so that would apply that any word you're missing, it's not a Kriya. Now, Shaggy, now we got through with it, that even if you don't understand it, you still have the mitzvah's Kriya Pesume Nisa. So now there's another psul, a psul b'chalashin, you learn it from Kichsavam. So that psul, what's wrong with saying that that psul is only when you have Raiv of the Megillah? Raiv of the Megillah has to be Kichsavim. If the Miyat of the Megillah is not Kichsavim, it's still called Kichsavim, because Raiv of the Megillah is Kichsavim, just like there's a psul Balpeh, and if Raiv of the Megillah is Balpeh, it's good enough. But when there's a psul Kichsavim, Raiv of the Megillah is also good enough. But Lafi, the Havin of the Gemara, that when you don't understand the Ayetz, it's not because of a psul Kichsavim. It's written in Ashuris. The reason why it's saying that Yaitzah Stam is not a Kriya. Stam is not a Kriya. I've added up even Miksasa. But now that we're saying that's called a Kriya, it's a Mitzvah's Kriya Pesum Nisa, so you don't have any Raya that the din of B'chal Lashon, the Psul of B'chal Lashon, for someone who doesn't understand, there's even Mekula, we could say that the Psul of B'chal Lashon is Nafka by Miksasa. Now the Gemara goes on. The Gemara brings the din, Karinais Lazis, Malaz, the Gemara brings the Brisa. And the Gemara says that there's a brisa, but giftis l'giftim, ivris l'ivrim, ilmas l'ilmin, yivanis l'ivanim is yatsa. So if you don't understand the language, not yatsa. If you understand the language, you're not yatsa. If you understand the language, you are yatsa. And we have Rav and Shmuel that said Lazi Vani is kasher l'kol, because they hold like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Inu d'armi Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Since Rav Shimon ben Gamliel holds that Svarim can be written in Yevanis, so who within Megillah can be written in Yevanis? That's called Kiksavam, and the male everybody's Yetzer. Now the Rif brings down Karenes Lois Belaz, Vuhu Shiksuva Belaz, Vatanya Givtus the Giftim Ivis Leivim Yevanis Leivan. And he doesn't bring Rav and Shmuel. And the Baal Maran said, no, why does he pass like Rav and Shmuel? Rav and Shmuel say, Lazi Vani L'chol Kasher. And the Gemara says, I the Gemara says, Inu Dom Rekab Shimon Gamliel. But the Gemara in the first parak, Pasuk Rekab Shimon Gamliel. B'yechon and Tzadalach Rekab Shimon Gamliel. So what's Pshan in the Rif that doesn't pass like Rav and Shmuel? B'yechon and Pasuk Rekab Shimon Gamliel. Rav and Shmuel is going like Rekab Shimon Gamliel. So why shouldn't the Rif pass like Rekab Shimon Gamliel? The Rambam Taka passes like Rekab Shimon Gamliel. He passes like Rav and Shmuel. The Rambam in Hilchos Megillah Perek Beis Lach and Gimel says, "I seek suvi yivanis v'shama yatzav v'sheina makir hamish Rav and Shmuel az yivani l'kol kasher." So what's pshat in the Rif? So the Rambam Lachamis says that the Rif holds that the Stam Mishnah is not like Rav and Shmuel. The Stam Mishnah didn't make any chilik between yivani and other l'shainis. Stam says b'chol lashin lo yatzav avakari nexel leizis b'lais. It didn't make any chilik between yivani and other l'shainis. Paisis from the Stam Mishnah Yevani is the same as other Lashonis. Aye, we pass like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So the Gemara in Daf Tes says that Megillah is an exception, and even though Svarim and Echtav and Chaloshin or Al Kopanim Yevani is according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, but Megillah is Einem Etam Yisdam Yisuv Eshur Esal Seif Ebedyay. And why is Megillah an exception? Because it says Kuksav. The Gemara wanted to know what's the Pshat in the Mishnah in Yedayim that says that Mikru shikasav targum, targum shikasav mikru iksav ivi, any matam sidayim et shiksuva ashur sal seifa bidyay. The Gemara says, if it's no matter according to Rabbanan, it should be all the shyness. If it's according to Hashem Mil, Hiki Yavanis. So the Gemara says, Megillah, from that Megillah. And Megillah is different because it's kiksavim. So you see from that Gemara, that Megillah is different. And the other Amiram explained there, of Papa and of Nachman, they say, why is it, where's the targum shikasav mikra? And they say, Piskam and Yikar. So you see that Meroi Basroi also hold that mission is Tumah Megillah. So Vayis is not like Rav and Shmuel, and he says you can't tell me that Teres is only according to the Rabbanan, but according to Rav Shimon Gamliel that holds that you could write be Yevanis, so he doesn't dashing Ksavim. He says, but Negei the Drashing Ksavim, why should it be a Chilik? The Rabbanan that says Svarma B'chol Lashin, we see Megillah is different because that's Ksavim. So who did according to Rav Shimon Gamliel? He'll dash in Kiksava. That's Rambam. That's how he defends the Rif. And Achamal, he says that we don't paskin like Rav and Shmuel because our Mishnah is Mefurish, not like Rav and Shmuel. Our Mishnah doesn't make Chilik of Yevanis. We paskin Rav Shimon Gamliel, fine, but the Gemara and the Haftez Zetzt Ein, the Mishnah in Yedayim, like Rav Shimon, that Megillah is an exception to other Svarim. And who would then according to Shimon Gamliel make Megillah's exception to other Svarim? Because why should you be Mechala between the Rabbanim and Shimon Gamliel? The guy be the exception of Kiksava. But like we said, the Rambam, the Maisa Patsil is like Rav and Shmuel, even by Megillah. The Ran says it's not Muchach what the Ramban is saying, because Rav and Shmuel don't hold that way. Rav and Shmuel hold that even though they're Rabbanim Darshan Kiksava, because why else would you say that you're not Yetzin and Megillah and other Lashenis? Rabbanan old Svarim Nichta B'chol Lashin. Why aren't the Yates and other Lashinis? Elamai, the Rabbanan Darshin Kiksavim. And that applies to Yevani as well, because they don't make any Chilti Yevani in Lashin Kaidish. But nevertheless, Rav Shimon Gamliel doesn't Darshin Kiksavim. That's a Rav and Shmuel hold. Because since the Megillah is Nichta B'Yevanis, that is called Kiksavim. So if he Darshin Kiksavim, it's just to tell you that you don't have a special Kula by Megillah telling you that Shal Lashinis would work, because it's Nikris Yigeris, he says. So maybe to be a Kula by Megillah, Rav Shimon Gamliel is no Kula by Megillah. But you see, Klar, you can't make a Cheshman if they're a Banan Darshan Kiksavam, so why shouldn't Rav Shimon Gamliel Darshan Kiksavam? Where do you find such a Machlaikis? There's no Machlaikis Be'etzim whether you should Darshan Kiksavam, but Rav and Shmuel, had they learned? Rav and Shmuel HaKarchach had to hold that they're a Banan Darshan Kiksavam, why else would Shal Lashinis be no good to someone who doesn't understand? They all Svam Mechlavam Mechaloshin. But still, Rav Shimon Gamliel doesn't darshin kiksavim to be memayit yevanis, because yevanis is kiksavim. So what does he do with kiksavim? Al karkach, he has to say kiksavim is telling you you shouldn't think Megillah is less, because maybe Megillah is nikri igeris and igeris is written b'chaloshin, so maybe Megillah is less. Kamash b'lan kiksavim telling you there's not less in other svarim. He also says that the Stam Mishnah that we have here, that the Ramban wants to say, Halacha Kistam Mishnah, and the Stam Mishnah clearly holds Yevanis as the same. He says, the Stam Mishnah doesn't want to get into it. Yevanis, according to Rabbi Shmuel, is a machlekes Rabbanim Shimon Gamliel. And the Mishnah says them, says B'chalash. He doesn't mention it. And not to get into it. It's not a Stam Mishnah, Yevanis is no good. That's what the Ran holds, and that's what Karak with the Ran holds. The Ran holds that way in the Rif also. He says, the reason why the Rif didn't bring that Rav and Shmuel is the Rama himself in Hilchus Tefillin, Perek Aleph Halacha Tesvav, says that the Yevanis, that's Mutter, is the ancient Greek. The ancient Greek, that's the after the Kimli Ephes, the way they spoke Yevani in the olden days. But Zakh the Ramam, today we don't have this Yevanis anymore. The Yevani that's spoken today is not the same Yevanis. And Meli wouldn't be Aitz with the Heimtig Yevanis. That's why the Rif didn't bother bringing it down. There is no Kula of Yevanis today. Yeah, Shigul Shaila, why the Ram did bring it down. Halakavanim, that's what the Ran says, that the Rif would also paskin like Rav and Shmuel. Now, this Gemara says that the Psula B'chol Lashin is for someone who's a non-loyes. Someone who's a loyes, kanes a loyes a spilaz, giftis the giftim, Yevanis the Yevanim, v'chuli, is Yaitzah. And we mentioned before, Machlekes Rishaynim, Rashi, that we don't have, but the Rishaynim had a Rashi that said that Aloyes is someone who understands the other Lashon. He doesn't mention that he has to not understand Lashon Kodesh. Rambam also is pretty clear. If he understands the Lashon, it's good enough, even if he also knows Lashon Kodesh. But the Ramban and the Rashba hold, Aloyes, by definition, means someone who only understands that language. He does not understand Lashon Kodesh. That's the Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha V'Liyadim Ma'ikomer. Why would the Gemara say that? Teretz says that's the definition of Loyes. Loyes means someone who doesn't understand Lashon Kodesh. We have that Gemara Makis, Hana Lu'uzi, the Asa Kami Derava, people who didn't understand Lashon Kodesh. That's what the word Loyes means. And Mamele, the Ramban says the whole thing is only a Kula, and Mamele, it only applies to someone who doesn't understand Lashon Kodesh. In order he should have more Pesumini, so we spoke about this in Afichesim and Aleph. And the Ran says, Loyes is Urchel de Milsenaka. Why would someone want to hear the Megillah in a different language if he knows Lashon Kodesh? But who would then if he knows Lashon Kodesh? We mentioned the Ramban holds that it's a Kula. It's a special Kula. Megillah has to be written in Lashon Kodesh. Lekuli Alma, a special Kula, in order to have more Pesum and Issa, or that the Loyes should be able to read the Megillah on his own. The Ran holds it's not a Kula. Svarim Nechtav and Bechol Lashon. Just forget, there's a Chumrah that you have to understand it in other Lashonis. So Mela, as long as you understand it, you don't have that Chumrah. Now, I want to discuss further, because the Ramban brings a Raya from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says the following. Someone who knows Ashuris and knows Laz, he's Yetzir Ashuris, and the Ramban understands that to mean Dafka Ashuris. Because there's no Chiddush that is Yetzir Ashuris, everyone's Yetzir Ashuris. But Yedei Ashuris v'Yedei Laz, Yetzir Ashuris. Haloyes, that's how the Ramban is Gairus, Yetzibah Balaz. Knows Balaz, Yetzibah Balaz. Someone who knows both languages is Yetzibah Shuris. Someone who only knows Laz is Yetzibah. So the Chari that means, Tainat the Ramban, Yedei Ashuris, Vedei Laz, Yetzibah Shuris means only Ashuris. And Balaz, Yetzibah Balaz means that someone who only knows Laz is Yetzibah, he's the only one that's Yetzibah Balaz. It says Mefurish in the Mishnah, Aloyes Shisham Ashuris Yatza. But it means he's also Yaitza Balaz, as opposed to the Yedei Ashuris, which is only Yaitza Ashuris. Then the Yishalmi says even further, Yedei Ashuris Vedei Alaz, Maush Yaitza Sechayim Balaz. Someone who knows both Ashuris and Laz, could he be Maitze Achayim Balaz? And the Yishalmi's answer is, Kada, Kol Sheinim Mechuyim Vedavin, Maitze Jam Vedei Chavasan. Right? The Yishalmi seems to be saying that someone who knows both languages, but he wants to do a favor to someone who only knows Laz, and reading the Megillah Balaz, could he be Maitzi, the one he's reading to, he already was Yaitzi Megillah Ba'ashuris, but could he be at least be Maitzi somebody Balaz? Teretz says, since for him it's not a good Kriya, he's not called a Mechliya B'davar, he can't be Yaitzi De'achem B'de'achavasa. So the Chayetz Mefurish in the Yerushalmi, that a Yedei Ashuris V'dei Laz is not Yaitzi Balaz. Not like the Rambam and Rashi. So the Ran is Matcha the Raya, initially, the Ran over here that we have, is Matcha the Raya and says, the fee when I explain, that according to the Rabbanan, the Tzvam, the Chav, the Chaloshin, so Kumte is a din, that you need Lashon Kodesh by Megillah as a Chumrah, and the Chumrah only applies when you don't understand. So Avada, in that case, if you understand the Iyaitza. But according to Ibshim and Gamliel, Ibshim and Gamliel holds that really Svarim only Nichtav and Eshui and Yavani. So what's the Pshat? That Iyaitza b'cholash and Elamayitza kula. That a loy is, that can be Yaitza, right? The minyan is the minyan. Yavani, if gift is the giftim. Why the Yaitza? The kula. So according to Ibshim and Gamliel, I'm masking the kula would only apply if they don't know Lashon Kodesh. So now, the Yishalmi goes to Hashem and Gamliel. The Yishalmi, that's Mavur, that you have to know Hashem Kaddish, no problem, it goes to Hashem and Gamliel. But Lefi is that time at the Ran, so we have to pass in that way. So Allah Lamaisa time at the Ran, if you know Hashem Kaddish, you can't be Aitza other Lashainis. And not only that, but if you know Hashem Kaddish, you can't even make see someone who doesn't know Hashem Kaddish, because, like the Yishalmi's Maskana, Koshinim Chumidav, Maitzi Ramadei Chavasan. But Lamaisa, the Rambam seems to own that the way, because the Rambam, Paschal's like of Shimon Gamliel, and still the Rambam teaches Laz as someone who knows the other language, and he doesn't say that he has to not know Lashon Kodesh. So Chai, we still have a problem with the Rambam, how he stems with the Yishalmi. So there's a very interesting tshuva from the Ran to the Rivash. The Rivash, and he asked the Shaila earlier in the Rivash, Rivash and Simon Shimpei Ches wrote a number of Shailas to the Ran, that he came to a new city, he was the Rav, I guess, of a new city, and he had a few shailas that he had differences between the Rabbanim that were there in the city before him and what he wanted to change. And one of them was that before he came to the city, Sariskana, he says, I'm not sure what the city is, already for 30 years, the minhag was that they read the Megillah Fenoshim in Laz, in the spoken language, from Megillah that's written in Laz. And the Rivash says he wanted Mevatel the minhag, because the Yishalmi says not, and even the Ran that says that according to the Rabbanan, you could be Maitzi, someone who knows the Shuris could be Yetzir Balaz, but the Yishalmi says not that way, and the Ramban says the Yishalmi goes to Shimon Gamliel, but we pass like Shimon Gamliel. So the Ran's maskan is you have to be Cheshish for it. The Rivash was a Talmud of the Ran, and he wanted Mevatel the minhag. And the Ran wrote to him, while he agreed to him, like we'll say, that it's the correct thing to move out to the minig, because the Maisa, there are Shittas Rishenim that you're not Yetzer, so why not read in Lashon Kodesh, which everyone knows is Yetzer? But the Maisa, like we said, the Rambam would hold that you are Yetzer, and how are you going to be Asher the Yishalmi according to the Rambam? So he says, the Yishalmi starts off, before this Yishalmi, it starts off with the following. It says, Shmuel said, if somebody taught the Hishim Pasa Echad v'tergam ha-metargam Yatzah, so the Yishalmi, which is more mashma like the way the Gaon learns the Gemara that we mentioned earlier, let's say someone skipped the Pasuk and read the Pasuk instead in Targum. He didn't read the Pasuk in Lashon Kodesh, he read it in Targum, and the Yishalmi says that Yiyaitza. So in fact, the Gemara Kasham, the Yishalmi has a Kasha, and I'm Minim Becholosh in Yiyaitza, V'teim Ha'achim, but we say Becholosh in Yiyaitza, so how do you say that? So Yishalmi answers Shmuel Kedaitei, because Shmuel Amma Isaac Suvik Hilchasa Haloy is Yaitseba. So the Yishalmi is Mashman here that not like the Bavli. The Bavli assumed that if it's Ksuva Ashuris and you're saying it Balaz Hainu Balpeh, but the Yishalmi brings this memory of Shmuel Isaac Suvik Hilchasa Haloy is Yaitseba, that if the Megillah was written entirely in Lashon Kodesh and someone read it, Balaz, he's Yaitza. Why? Because since he's translating it from the Ksav, he's not reading what it says in the Ksav, but he's reading a translation of what it says in Ksav, that's not called Valpeh. And that's Shmuel Shita. So that's a tremendous Chiddush, not like the Bavli. That Shmuel holds, Ad Kedei Kach, there's a Megillah written in Ashuris, Ksuv Kilchasa, Haloy is Yaitzeba. If you're reading from that Megillah, Ksuv Ashuris, Balaz, with other Lashainis, you're Yaitza with that. It's not called Baal Peh, because you're reading it Menachsav, you're translating it, you're not reading the words that are there, but you're reading the Mechuvan of the words that are there, and that's called reading it Menachsav. Then the Yishalmi says, Rabbi Vur B'Shem Rabbi Lazi, Yedei Yeshuz V'Dei Elaz Yetzir B'Ashuz, Belaz Yetzir B'Belaz, like we said, Yedei Yeshuz V'Dei Elaz Marash Yetzir Tzkayim B'Belaz, Kador Kol Shinim Chuvud HaMetzir HaMidei Chavasa. So Shmuel said you are Yetzir, Rabbi Vur B'Shem Rabbi Lazar says a very interesting thing. He says, I understand that it's considered to be Menachsav, but only for Elias. For someone who knows Ashuris, so this Megillah is written to him in Lashon Kodesh. If he reads it Balaz, that's called reading it Baal Peh. Masha'en came for someone who doesn't know Ashuris. to him, the ksav of this Megillah is balas, because that's all he knows. So that's his connection to the ksav of the Megillah. The Megillah is written in Lashon Kodesh. But for him, the translation, let's say someone only knows English, and they have a Megillah, if you have a Megillah written by Lashon Kodesh, so for someone who knows Lashon Kodesh, reading the English translation off the Lashon Kodesh, that's called Baal Peh. Because for him, the Megillah is written by Lashon Kodesh. But for someone who only knows English, so for him, this Megillah, his only connection to it is in English, because that's the only language he knows. So reading the English off the Hebrew, that's not called Baal Peh. Very interesting svar. But that's how he teaches the Yerushalmi. Shmuel is saying this big chiddush that Ha'isik Suvik Helchasa, Halayis Yaitseba means. When you read from a Megillah and it's written in Lashon Kodesh, you read it in English. That's not called Baal Peh, because you're translating from the Ksav. Rabbi Voa says it depends. Rabbi Voa B'Shem Blazer says, if you know Ashuris, then for you, the other language is Baal Peh. But for the one who only knows Laz, it's called the Ksav. But now we have a Shaila. So could the fellow that knows Ashuris and knows Laz, could he be Maitzi him? For him, it's Baal Peh, because he knows Ashuris. But for the listener, it's Mechsav, because the listener only knows lies. Teretz says, no, but since for him it's Baal Peh, so Memela, who adin, for the listener, he can't be Yetzer, even though for him it's not Baal Peh, but since for the reader it's Baal Peh, you have the problem of Kol She'en HaMechuyah B'David Yetzer Chayim B'Deichai Vasei. So if that's what the Yishalmi is discussing, the Yishalmi's problem with someone who knows the Shuris is not Be'etzim. If the Megillah was Ksuva Malaz, even someone who knows Ashuris of Yetz, as long as he knows Laz. But if the Megillah is Ksuva Ashuris and he's reading it Belaz, so then for the one who knows Ashuris, that's called Baal Peh. He says, Dash Deit Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Megillah Perek Beis Lachadal says the following. Ha'isa Ksuva Targum Ha'bulashin Acheris M'lashayin Yisagayim Lo Yotzi Yidei Chayvasa B'kriya El HaMakar Ois Lashin Bovad. Fine, that's the Rambam sheet that HaMakar Ois Lashin works if it's written Targum. For who should take ksuva b'ksav v'isa lashon? It's only if it's written in that lashon. Avam ha'isa ksuva b'ksav arami, evri v'kara arami s'la arami lo yatsa. Why should nimsa zeh kara alpeh? So the Rambam's so far so good. The Rambam says that if it's written in a targum and a lashon acheris, the only one who's yatsa is the one who knows that lashon, but it's only if it's b'ksav v'isa lashon. If it's written b'ksav evri, meaning lashon kodesh, and you read it around Mr. Rami, he's not Yotze. Why? Because you're Kairi Al-Peh. The cave in Shliyotze, Kairi Dechei Vasai, Liyotze Shemei Mimeno. Zog the Rambam, and since the Kairi is not Yotze, the Shemei is also not Yotze. What is the Rambam saying? Because the Kairi is the Yotze, the Shemei is the Yotze. The Kairi is not Yotze because it's Balpeh. For the Shemei is also Balpeh. You don't have to come onto a Svara. The cave in Shakairi Liyotze, the Shemei is Liyotze, like a Svara of Kol Shein and Mechliv, the Yotze, the Dechei Vasai. Stam, it's Baal Peh, so of course no one's Yetzer Baal Peh. When someone reads Stam is like Baal Peh, you're going to say, because the Kairi is Nayatza, the Shmei is Nayatza. It's a apostle agree, it's Baal Peh. Teretz says the Rambam's learning this chat in the Yishalmi. That Be'etzim is only Baal Peh for someone that's Yedei Ashurus. For the someone who's only Yedei Elias, it wouldn't be Baal Peh. But the problem is, even for him there's a problem, because since for the Kairi it's Baal Peh, so Mela it becomes Baal Peh, for the Shemaiah also, because he can't be better than the Kairi. The Kairi is not Mechuyah B'davin and Meitzeh Achayim B'deich Havasei. So Ayvazay will come out, Lefi L'ran, and this is how he answers the Rambam, that even according to the Yerushalmi, if the Megillah was written B'laz, then we don't have any reason to passel for someone who happens to know Ashuris. The Yerushalmi that says for someone who knows Ashuris is not Yetzer is because the Megillah was written by Ashuris, and there, when he reads the Balaz, it's Baal Peh for him. But still, the Rambam Lamaisa was masking to about the Laminic. There's really two reasons. First of all, the Yavash wrote him, he wrote him the exact translation they use, I guess, in Spanish, for Achistronim there in Machim, and he says, how do you know that's the correct translation? The Yavash says, we don't know what it is. And the Rambam's mafalpal about it, but he's masking to them, that there's no reason to believe that their translation is a good translation, and Mimela, you're missing those words, and Mimela, anyway, not Yetzah. But he says, even the guy with the problem that the Kairi knows Lashon Kodesh, and Mimela for the Kairi, even though he's reading in a Megillah Ksuva Malaz, but since he knows Lashon Kodesh, he can't be Yetz himself, and Mimela can't be Yetz Yacherim, and that's what you have, that's in the Ramban and the Rashba hold. So the Ramban says, even if he can find Shittas, Emma says, it sounds like there was such a minig, the Ramban himself writes that people were tayyib as that. Also the Ritva writes, it sounds like there was such a minig. I mean, apparently for 30 years a minig in that city, it sounds like there was a minig b'zman Ramban also. But Lamaisa, the Ran says, Afilu b'iskei ha'olam, he says, kol maskul b'eichel anafshe ha'derech ha'yesu b'tuach ha'mashumim kol nezik u'michshol afilu b'eifin rachek. Even b'iskei ha'olam, you take the best, most secure route, which doesn't have it. Alachas kama v'kama shish l'atsis keim b'darchei ha'teyev ha'mitzvahis, shen kivshayinu shal olam, v'eich naniach ha'derech ha'shadarchu b'abiseinu ha'kadeshim. Which he means, from the Gemara, it's Mavur, that they read to the Nashim and Lashon Kodesh, because that was the Gemara saying, we did have a Nashim and Me'orit. So how can we take it there, Shadok and Rabbi Seinu Kodesh, and this has to be Mokam Tzav Mishal HaKramim, says that if there's any Deichik, so fine, but there's no Deichik, the Nashim wouldn't care if you read it in Lashon Kodesh, and read it in Lashon Laz. So Me'la, why should we do it? L'niach HaSavadav, Livvis is a Safik, B'nyan HaMitzvah, Sanirei, B'shim Panam, Mekal Kodesh, B'chu B'kamayu. That's the Ran's maskana. For these two reasons, first of all, you have to be chayshish for the Rishonim that a Yidei Ashuris is not Yetzer, and Mele, he can't be Maitzei Achayim. And second of all, we don't know the exact translation of Ashtronomy and Ramachim. And the Ran was maskim, and the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tafer, Tzadik Sifin Aleph, also passes away, Yesh Limchus Miyad Akarim, Munashim Megillah, Balashim Laz, Alpha Pishak Suvah, Balashim Laz.